Greetings, my dear brothers and sisters. What a joy and a blessing it is. This wonderful, beautiful day I can speak to you the word of the Lord. And I pray that you will be encouraged and you will be blessed by my Savior and my Redeemer, Jesus Christ. So let's look into his word in the book of Romans chapter 8 verse 31. Romans 8:31. What then shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? I'm going to read that again. Then what shall we say to these things? If God is for us, who can be against us? See, the book of John tells us there is no truth in Satan. When he lies, he speaks his native tongue because he is the father of all lies. How easily many times we fall prey to his accusations, not understanding or forgetting in our life that he is a liar and he will always lie about us. See, today's words should make us rise our head up, make our backbone straight, because we can find one thing, refuge in God. He comes to our defense when the devil and his demons start to lie about us and accuse us. God turns up and he sorts out everything. That every fiery dart the enemy has planned against you, it shall fall powerless in your life. What shall we say when condemnation crouches with all its guilt and shame? Let me say like this to you. If God is for us, that's all you got to remember. Christ took our condemnation along with our sin. He took all the guilt upon Calvary. No more condemnation is for us. I want you to be redeemed and set free. As I'm in Nigeria, I hear young people asking me about this, because many of them are stuck in guilt and shame and condemnation. Romans 8:1 says like this, there is therefore now no condemnation in Christ Jesus. The devil wants you, Satan wants you to be under condemnation, so you will not fulfill the purpose of your life. What shall we say when old temptation whisper slightly in our ears all the wrong things? Remember, God is for us. We are dead to sin and alive to righteousness of Christ. The same Spirit that raised Christ from the dead resides inside of us to help us resist every temptation you face in your life. What shall we say when fear threatens to overwhelm? God is for us. The Spirit confirms that we are heirs of God and joint heirs with Christ. All of their sufficiency is for us. I want you to remember that. God will turn things that Satan intends for our harm to work for our benefit. And through it all, nothing will separate us from this great love of God. So I want you to remember that God is for us. And what does he do? He makes us more than a conqueror. So do not listen to the lie of the devil when he tells you you got to live with condemnation. He tells you that and brings the temptations to your life. When he brings fear into your life, you are more than conqueror. And nothing will be able to stand because God is for us. Let me pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray for my brothers and sisters. I pray, Holy Spirit, you will strengthen them. I pray that you will take care of them. Let them understand that they are your child, O Lord. I pray they will understand, O Lord, that you are with them, O Lord. and nothing will be able to harm them. In the name of Jesus, I bless them right now. And I pray strength. I pray wisdom. I pray they will lift up their heads and walk, because they will know you are on their side. Lord, do mighty works in their life. Bless them abundantly. We'll give you glory. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen, amen, amen. God bless you. Have a wonderful day. And remember, Jesus loves you and he cares for you. God bless. Bye-bye.